And welcome to tonight's show. We have tons of stuff to talk about. I am excited. Alongside me, John Alden, Ryan Gooden. Hello, gentlemen. Welcome to tonight's show.
How's it going, Leroy?
It is fantastic. I am so happy to be here. And as I'm so happy that you guys have joined me this evening as we kind of had a quiet day today. I'm just kidding. Today was actually pretty busy. Tons of stuff going on. And it all started around 3 o'clock this afternoon when my phone rang and I got told that Mike Samford Jr. has been fired from Western Kentucky football. He will no longer be the head coach at Western Kentucky, relieved of his duties in his second year, coming off of a rather pathetic season at 3 wins, 9 losses. Overall, for his career at Western, he was 9-16. And Todd Stewart said, you know what, that's just not getting the job done. He had a meeting with him today at 2 o'clock or 1 o'clock. And said, you know what, we appreciate everything you've done for Western, but we're going to have to cut cord and move on. And so leaving everyone's head spinning, as most people thought that he was going to be safe after he had won his last two games against UTEP and La Tech. La Tech was a huge victory. We were going to spend the majority of the day talking about that.
Yeah, there was going to be a lot to look forward to, I feel like, going into the next season, even if you do have Mike Samford. But at this point now, you're looking for the new coach and see if these players will be willing to adapt to this new system after the momentum that they have been riding these past couple of weeks. And I'm sure, regardless of whatever's happening, they're going to be able to adjust.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's one of those things where, you know, you look at it and you can absolutely play a ton of what ifs, I mean, with this team, you know, but, and especially coming off a 30-15 victory, you know, most people thought maybe this team has finally turned the corner. It took some threats of firing him, but maybe this team turned the corner. But after talking to, or after listening to Todd Stewart today in his press conference, he said that was not completely factual at all, that there was no two-win, had to win them all, you were going to stay. It was looking at the overall product. And a lot of that started with last year's loss to Georgia State in the bowl game. Only 9 teams have won bowl at that time had won 3 bowl games and so in a row. And so for Western to lose, that really took a lot of the air out of the sails for Todd Stewart as far as his belief of what Samford could do.
It's like you were talking about before the show, how during the Topper Walk for the senior day game, you don't even have that much support showing up for these seniors. And when Todd Stewart can clearly see something like that coming to fruition, it had to be some sort of light bulb going off on his head that something had to be done sooner rather than later.
Right, and that's just it. You know, you look at this team and you look at the amount of people that have that were at the games when they were winning, and they're just not there. And you know as well as I do, in this industry, money comes from fans. And when the fans aren't coming to the game, it doesn't matter how good or how bad you're doing. If fans aren't coming to the game, you need to make a change in order to get these fans to come, because the last thing you want to do is lose your football program, a program that's worked so hard to get from Division II to Division I.
Yeah, and essentially, like, usually it seems like a head coach's fate is often decided by the outrage or just the overwhelming voices of the fans, because if you didn't have all this talk probably on social media or throughout the stadiums during the games, I'm not sure that Mike Samford would have gotten the plug pulled on him this early.
Yeah, Todd Stewart today announced that Mike Samford Sr. and Matthew Mitchell, who was the quarterback's coach, also Samford's brother-in-law, they were all fired today. Obviously, you don't want the family drama of having family members there after you fire the main guy. So it makes sense to cut cords on that. But let's take a look at really this season and how this really broke down, because, you know, you come off of a 6-7 record from last year, 6-7, which a lot of people thought we underperformed last year, given how many players got drafted in the NFL. I mean, you have Joel Ebuniwe, Mike White, and I know I'm missing a ton of names there of other players that got drafted last year. But the talent was there, but the wins weren't. And, you know, you sneak into a bowl game, albeit a really crummy bowl game, and you get blown out by a crummy Georgia State team. And all of a sudden, people are like, well, what's going on? Like, we should be winning. But coming into this season,